Hello. Welcome to Shield Bash. I'm Britt, your GM. Over to my right, we got
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Will playing Nath Vendekar, bringing up the rear.
Good one.
Jason playing Tam, waiting for the day we start on the left.
Curtis playing Ronin, I think my dice are hot.
Is there dendrophiliac is where you love trees, necrophiliac is where you love dead people. Bodies. Is there a term for that for dice?
I'm sure there is, but if you're a dendropyre necrophiliac, you get really excited about burning dead trees.
And cool. With that wonderful knowledge, this is Pete playing Meta.
Just like campfire.
He still gets it right. Yay.
Good job, Pete.
We love you, man.
We have corrected you with your announcement.
He is the MVP, the most valuable Pete.
Absolutely, positively. How you guys doing?
Book.
Don't.
Book.
Fat and happy.
The most valuable Peter, just is that fat. What you said?
Yeah.
I thought it was fat and sassy.
I mean, I've never been called sassy. Jackass, I get a fair amount. Yes. But
fat and sassy, fat and a little jackass. Jackassy.
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Sometimes gassy.
Sometimes.
I have been eating tacos recently.
Who doesn't love tacos?
Not today, is it? Not today? And it's not even yesterday. Tuesday.
And I didn't make chili this time, so I think we're in the clear.
But a lot of candle. I did find out that my wife does not approve of me mixing dragon's milk and that bastard beer I was drinking the other night.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So you poured her a glass with half and half?
Oh, how's no.
That, what are we talking about here?
Black and tan?
I drank dragon's milk, and then I ran out of that and started drinking the dirty bastard beer and went home and had gas all night and ended up waking you up alone in bed.
Now the context is complete.
That may be not a nice thing.
I can't count the number of times I've gotten up for work and found my wife sleeping on the couch because I've just snored her out of bed.
I'll tell you what, that thing that Pete said reminds me of a story. Oh, I was driving for Uber the other day.
Please, please share.
And I had this elderly woman in the back of my car, and all of a sudden she rolls her window down. It's 30 degrees outside. And I'm like, what is she doing?
Oh, you know.
And then it hit me. I was like, oh my God. 2 blocks later, I let this woman out of the car. I keep Lysol in my car, air freshener, and to disinfect the car so people don't get, you know, the coronavirus. I thought, well, I'll spray that back there. That'll take care of it. My car started to smell like shit and lemonade. You could taste it. It was
citrus smell.
You charge her for throwing up in your car.
Oh my God.
I didn't expect it. And, like, the look on her face never changed, you know. She just, like, dropped ass and rolled the window down like it was business as usual.
Did you check the seat, too?
Was it moist?
Was there a skid mark?
Was it moist?
I was driving around with the windows down for a minute. I was like, God, I got to get this out of the car before I get the next passenger. Oh, my God.
Did she give you a good rating?
I don't know. I think it made my eyes water, man.
I don't know.
That one actually hurt, you know?
He's having a smell back.
I've been in here
It's like a flashback, but it's in your mouth. You can smell it.
I've been in this garage when Jason's had a bad night, and I'm telling you, he ain't got nothing on this woman, man. She blew his doors off.
Wow.
She goes, 70 years of bowel impaction smells like.
Wow.
I think she needs a doctor.
He goes back to check his ratings, and, oh, it was a decent drive, but he dropped ass.
Blame it on the driver.
And follow-up question, what about the next passenger?
I'm pretty sure they could smell it, too. I mean, I was starting to get nose blind by that point.
Nothing but quality here at Shield Bash.
I'm just glad we were planning to go to lunch or something.
I wouldn't have been able to eat. My God.
Luckily, he picked up a college student, and they were just like, oh, it smells like my dorm room.
Playing the song, and it lingers.
At Gen Con last year, Sawyer, my oldest son, he called for an Uber.
Shout out to Sawyer.
Yeah, hey Sawyer. And he called for an Uber, and this guy shows up, and I shit you not, a Kia Soul. Now, the bad thing about that is I'm 6 feet tall and rather girthy, and my boys are all 6'4 plus, and there was four of us. So, yeah, that was fun.
Oof. So I just thought I'd let you guys know that in our Magic Gathering group that Kurt and I admin for, someone just posted a never-been-played-before Black Lotus for $14,000. thought I'd just let you know.
Let him know I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get right on that.
Get right on that. It was accredited to be a 9.7, which is really good.
How good is it?
10 is literally flawless, and there's very, very few actual 10 scorecards.
It's super hard to get above a 9.
Yeah.
I see. And here we're talking about the condition of the card itself?
Correct. Yeah.
Most ones that you look at, a normal person would look at and not see any flaws with, are like an 8.
I see. Actually, I don't, but I understand.
But do you comprehend?
No comprendo.
And thank you for joining us on Shield Bash. Our discussion of other games and Magic the Gathering cards.
Hey, Pete, how do you say Shield Bash in Spanish?
Bashe de Shido!
That sounds more like a bad Japanese accent.
Yeah, okay. that doesn't sound right.
I honestly don't know, but give me one moment.
Yeah, I mean, I took Spanish, but I couldn't tell you either. Yeah,
I had a software engineer in the cab the other day. He goes, you know what the difference is between a junior software engineer and a senior software engineer? He says the senior software engineer knows how to use Google better.
Yeah.
On some level, that's not wrong.
According to Google Translate, it would be Escudo Bash.
All right.
Escudo Bash. Escudo Bash.
All our friends in Brazil.
They speak Portuguese there.
Look up Portuguese, Pete. Hey, what are you doing the
Brazilian
Spanish
Brazilian listeners, can you tell us, write in and tell us how to say Shield Bash in Portuguese? That'd be cool.
Yeah, email us that.
And you're going to trust that?
Hey. Of course. It's not like we're going to read it on the air until we figure out if that's actually what it is.
Sure we won't.
As far as that goes, why not have everybody who speaks a different language than us write in how to pronounce it in their language?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we just open up Google Translate and start translating and get it into because every language in their drop-down menu?
Because that's not involving the listeners.
Listener involvement was in our meeting. Come on, Jason. Stay with the program.
In fact, actually, you know, let's do some real listener involvement, and let's say anybody from another country who speaks another language,
yes,
translate our entire podcast into your language and send it to us, por favor. We will reread the entire script of everything we've said.
It may take 2 to 3 hours, so bear with us.
Listener involvement.
That's not what I meant when I said listener involvement. No, not at all.
Ultimate listener involvement right there.
No, I didn't sign up for that. Not going to do it. Jason, if you want to.
Yeah, I think I can pull 7 different voices.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Can we have a guest speaker for doing that for the Spanish ones?
Who do you have in mind?
We're probably not going to do a Spanish one.
Hey, don't ruin my thunder here, Nath.
Don't bogart his thunder.
Well, if you're talking about Brazil, they don't speak Spanish.
I'm not talking about Brazil. I just want to borrow or maybe hire a Spanish soccer announcer. I just want to hear random words throughout that said like that, and that would be freaking hilarious.
He goes 10 paces to the left.
Perfect.
Critical!
He pulled a brick!
You have to wipe away the tear when you say that.
He pulled a Brit.
Yeah, please. In memoriam. So many characters.
I don't know. I'm kind of attached to this, me doing 7 different voices. I could just make up you guys sound however I want.
Well, you can feel free. You can do 7 voices.
Jason,
but that's not the issue. It's 7 languages.
Well, no. It's all one language, and then you do the next one all one language, and the next one all one language.
Can you do, Finnish?
If I can get it spelled out phonetically, yeah, sure.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, that's what Google's for.
See, what you do is you type the entire script in Google Translate, and then you hit play.
Nice. You don't have to type. You can copy-paste if somebody else does all the work of translating for us. Go.
Wow. That was a weird tangent right off the bat. What else you guys got in store?
I want to start calling it a tangent.
Tangent.
No. Tangential. Tangential.
Oh, Lordy.
Tangentially.
Tangentially stabs this body.
Nice.
And going off on a tangent.
Hey, speaking of which.
Where?
I think we're talking about Tam, aren't we?
Oh, but Tam's not a witch.
Well,
she's a rogue.
Everything's relative.
Not rouge.
Isn't that kind of where we left off last episode? Tam was about to stab somebody?
Yes.
We're down in Tam's hole getting ready to stab things.
Yeah, for the listeners, I'm going to cut out the end where Artemis lost his pants.
Okay.
Good call.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
No, that's good. Keep that up. Good. Make it believable. Good. Stay in the fiction. Good
job. Sell it.
Deny.
The only person that didn't have pants on that we found so far has been Jawan.
No, he had his pants on.
Not when Ronan found him in the woods.
That's right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Jawan's been found a couple times with no pants.
Ronan the annoying frog won't leave us the fuck alone.
But the time you're thinking about, it was in fact debatable, if I remember.
Yes, we had to make a roll.
Yep.
And I did have pants. That was the rule.
Also,
thank God.
Yep.
Sasha was found without pants at the same time as Jarwin.
Yeah, definitely. You never see both with pants at the same time.
Does Pezcock wear pants?
Ooh, good question.
Is he Donald Duck in this thing?
He is both Daffy and Donald Duck in this thing.
So he's all nude and wearing a hat?
Kinda.
I don't know what that means.
It's not a hat, but a headband.
Yeah, it's kind of more of a do-rag type bandana thing tied around jauntily.
But word!
No pants. That's how Tengus do.
If I ever play a Tengu in this, I'm not doing that.
It's totally up to you.
So, totally. Tam was about to stab something, I think.
Yeah. Right. He's going to stab that body in the head.
You want to do a knowledge religion check before you do that, or what?
Who are you asking?
Do you want a recap check?
Yeah, do you want to do a quick recap?
I guess.
Listeners may enjoy it.
I guess. Go ahead.
So we all descended quickly upon the hole on the ground that we found near the lighthouse, and as Tam and Ronan made their entry, they found two ugly-looking creatures, which we identified as...
Vestrogs.
Tam and Jarwin.
Vestrogs.
No, you said you went in the hole. The two people that were in the hole first, technically on the ground, were Tam and Jarwin.
Yes, but Ronan was in there before you. So
yeah, I was making a joke.
Then, very quickly afterward, two people fell in with Featherfall, being Meta and Artemis.
Yep, me.
And Jarwin was first down the rope. The
said quick recap.
Vestrogs were defeated very quickly as Nath reached the ground. We're now in the next room.
and then what?
Then we scouted into the next room where there are some... One side of the room is higher up and has some pods. The other side is lower with a big pile of bones. And then there is a dead body. We think it's dead. Maybe it's undead. That looks like our captain from the Genevieve.
And most importantly, Meta was very sneaky.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Could you maybe possibly cast these pods?
The one on the left is going to be Wolverine. The one in the middle is going to be Storm. The other one's Cyclops. Those are the parts they've been cast as.
There you go. I'll allow it. All right, so that leads us up right to where we were. And Tam was going to...
Yeah, Tam looks at this body.
Yes.
Takes a very deep breath. Yes. Thinks about the last week that she has spent on this island.
Yes.
Has it only been a week?
If even that.
What a whirlwind week.
I think it is about a week now.
And just slowly puts her sword, up to this guy's throat.
Uh-huh.
And with the tip, just slowly slides it in. And very quietly, under her breath, Eris Movato.
Ooh. Wow. That's deep, man.
Did the body jerk or anything when she stabbed it?
He was a jerk.
I get that, but I mean, did it move or react in any way?
Yeah, I knew what you meant. I was making a joke.
I know, and it was funny. I mean, it really was, but I was worried that it was going to try to get you or something.
Just a slight shudder as the dagger finally punctured the skin.
It's actually a sword.
Yeah. What was that sword called again?
Emberbane.
Yes. Just a slight shudder as the point punctured flesh.
Borgsicle.
No, we did not vote on that one. No. But it was funny.
It was funny.
That was going to be a possible name. But now. Now what?
Well, he's all dead. Only one thing to do.
Check his
pockets for loose change, love. Yes. You know the grill. Go for it.
Tim would like to search the body.
I imagine since he was kind of in a standing position, in order to properly search the body, you would have to remove it from this little alcove that we've been calling a pod and pick the pockets, so to speak. And when you do that, give me a perception.
Anybody do a heel check on this guy?
Negative.
I'm probably going to fail with a 7.
A 7. You're correct.
Yep. I just played Limbo to see just how low I could go.
Who's right behind you? Is it Meta? Meta, give me a perception check.
I can't do worse than him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, her perception is like twice mine.
Okay. So I rolled a 9, which makes it a 21.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is literally twice mine.
Okay. So while Meta is searching the body, you notice a bit of something in that alcove, and...
Oh, am I supposed to read this aloud?
And you may approach and grab it and read it aloud if you'd like.
So Meta grabs a note, and it says, I am Captain Alessandro Kovac, betrayer of my crew and destroyer of the good ship Genevieve. Hell would be a welcome escape from what hideous unlife looms before me, but it is no less a punishment than I deserve. That I was enslaved, mind and body, to a serpentine demon who wore a Varisian's skin does not pardon me. It is my weakness that led the Genevieve, her crew, and her passengers to their doom. That
Aina
has abandoned me here is nothing more than the fate I deserve. I do not beg forgiveness, but I despair that she lives still, and that she seeks something dire on this forsaken isle. She seemed particularly interested in Red Mountain. If you read this, and you be a kind soul, seek out what I have become and destroy me, and then seek out Aina and slay her as well. And to those whose lives I have helped destroy, I can only apologize from this, my dark cradle and darker grave.
Thoughts?
So it looks like we need to go to the Red Mountain, guys.
Tim immediately thinks, I'm not a kind person, but I will kill that bitch.
Ronan gets a shudder. He's like, I wonder if there's any more of those Red Mountain devils up there.
Meta, sorry, I must have not heard that right. What was the plot about that girl being a serpent? Read that back.
To a serpentine demon who wore a Varisian skin.
Yeah, so that's a little off-putting right there. You guys didn't tell me that this Aina was a serpent demon.
We didn't know.
That's okay.
Thankfully, we have our personal expert on serpentines in the group here, so perhaps that should help us.
Everybody's looking at Nath.
He could defeat her with his snake style.
And Nath is praying to the great and mighty DM for the very... impossible role that he needs to make now.
For what?
Knowing what the serpentine demon is.
Could I do a knowledge local skin to see that if I would know anything about serpentine demons or folk in this area?
Let Nath go first.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll circle back to Artie.
Okay. Go, Nath. Tell us all about the serpentine demons, Kaweka.
The first question is, can I even make the check?
Are you trained in knowledge, Snake?
He is. He's the only one he has.
Technically, yes. Nature.
Okay. Go with that.
The dreaded pink snake.
The one-eyed wonder snake.
It's not great.
No?
That's an 11.
So Meta got a 23.
So sad for Nath.
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't think Nath would probably know anything about this, to be honest.
Okay.
More especially just off writing.
Okay. And yeah, it's apparently a feverish scrawled note, and it's kind of on scraps of paper, and it was apparently not exactly a fancy quill that it was written with. But yeah, it's, you know, one of those things. Now we're going to cut to Artie.
I got a 25 knowledge local.
25.
About serpent demons, serpent folk, stuff like that I can remember from the Isles and the tales of the Islanders I've been about.
25. That's a pretty good roll.
It was a natural 20, if that helps.
Pretty good roll.
I'm also a sailor in Solgava.
Well, that tips the scales. Yes.
You're just going to keep piling up all the reasons so as you feel even worse when he tells you you know nothing.
I'm just trying to state my case.
No, I appreciate it. What?
So you're thinking knowledge nature for them to find out about this serpentine folk that's dressed up like?
Well, okay, so in that instance, what I imagine is, okay, if somebody has knowledge nature, they would go through their mental Rolodex, so to say, and go, okay, what do I know about various serpent beings? And, you know, based on their role, you would go, okay, what in the bestiary would tell me? Get me close, in other words. Yes.
The reason why I ask is he mentioned a serpentine devil. Does he mean
demon?
Demon. Does he mean demon in the literal sense or demon like a horrible person?
I think
that's what I was getting at.
In this case, it's more of a descriptor. What would you guys think?
If it was, I would think that if it was like a knowledge planes thing, if it was an actual demon.
No, yeah.
Well, I think with, based on level and like my player history with this stuff,
yes.
If it's one of the things I presume it is, mm-hmm. then it is not literally a demon.
Yes, it's a descriptor in this case is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about.
And the key for me, that's why I asked Meta to read it back, was in the skin of a Varisian woman. So that means skin changer or shape changer to me, or, i.e. why I wanted to
or check. Or just a caster that can alter self.
It's actually Meta.
Oh! And if we're still sticking to knowledge nature.
If we were looking at like a Vishkanya, what knowledge check would that be?
That'd be local.
Just wait a freaking minute.
Now, excuse me, but I am not a Varisian woman.
Definitely not. But let's go back to Artie for a second.
That is correct.
He had a 25.
He meant voluptuous love.
Yeah, that's correct.
25. And he's a sailor in this area.
Yeah, had been before in my life. Yes.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say. In the brothels, in the speakeasies, in the low-rent bars that you have been in.
That's right up my alley.
Right?
Yep.
You have heard rumor that serpent folk long ago, in addition to all the pirates along the years, have used Smuggler Shiv as a place to stash things. Fair enough?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I do remember an old tale. There was an old sod, and he was down at the Merry Mermaid one night, and he was buying us all rounds because he had found some gold.
Was that Merry or Married?
No, Merry. Happy.
Okay, all right.
Happy Mermaid doesn't have the gravitas that Merry does. So okay. I say the Merry Mermaid, as in like the happy handjob person.
Tamjin.
Okay, all right.
Right, Tamjin, sorry.
Tamjin.
But anyway, he was telling me that he found a cache of gold that was stamped with a serpent's head on one side and a coiled serpent tail on the other. And he said that this was from a cache of serpent folk booty he found right around the smuggler's ship. He wouldn't tell me where exactly, but he said it was around the smuggler's ship where we are right now.
All right, well, I think that's something else to go look for. I think we should probably finish clearing this place out and then go. I'm going to guess, and in my deepest of hearts, I'm very much hoping for some sort of a long-forgotten and sunken serpent folk temple.
To answer Tam's question, I think there is treasure.
Nice.
I certainly hope so.
Okay, Artemis, Froglet, that corridor, onward.
No, what about the
did we finish this room yet?
Look in here.
It's only 3 foot tall over there.
We need to search the room.
Yes. At the very least, on this, the end of the room that you guys are on, everybody can fit because of their height. If you want to explore the other end of the room, which would be south, the only one that's going to fit is Ronan.
Well, walking, but I could, like, crawl, right?
To a point?
Yeah.
Well,
if you don't mind, Ronan.
We'll take a look.
Okay.
I rolled a perception check ahead of time, if you need it.
Ahead of time?
Yeah, figured you might need it.
Okay.
So, with the perception check, I rolled a 23.
Okay, so, and you are exploring the lower ceiling area?
The lower area,
okay,
yes.
Okay, here's my question. Are you still doing it from the ceiling?
Well, at that point, I mean, it doesn't really matter. probably find more stuff inverted than if I was standing up. My head's closer to the ground.
I'm just saying, this whole time you've been on the ceiling, and it's been fun for me.
Ronan crawling on the ceiling.
Ronan's going from green to red as all the blood rushes through his head.
Is that Lionel Richie's 83 hit that you're doing there?
Sure was.
I thought so. Thank you.
Lionel, if you're out there, we're big fans.
You find a few scraps of bones, some rotten flesh, bits of tattered cloth. Nothing of interest, really. So over no here, Ronan. Sorry.
No daggers, no nothing. Nope.
And there's nothing in any of the other little alcoves.
Ah,
we checked
go ahead and
all
roll
the
it.
Alcoves.
Roll it, roll it, roll it.
Tim got an 11.
Nice.
Because I can't roll worse.
I got a 23.
Meta got a 23 as well.
Oh, I did. Well, I did as good as Meta did.
23. Nav?
Perception.
18.
So we got an 18, a 23, and a?
23.
23.
Hey, don't forget about my 11.
And an 11. Is that all six of you?
It's the backup.
Hold on. I can roll here.
Why did I ever take on six players? I don't know.
It's your idea.
21.
But you were exploring over in the low ceiling district.
That's where I wanted
you
to go, too.
You said six players.
I did. You're right. But you already did that thing over there, so sorry. What?
I was
what,
wanting
Jarwin?
To go to the
what?
Low side as well.
Jarwin,
in case you
what?
Didn't know.
What?
I just reminded you, you fool.
You were going to go over to the low part of the ceiling?
Yes, as well, okay. with Ronan.
Gotcha. And you had a 23. 23 and Ronan's, what was it? Still, it doesn't matter because he's already found everything there is to find over there. So that leaves the other two, four of you over on the other side with a really good 23s and
pretty good 18s and not so great 11s.
Yeah, that 11. This one goes to 11. I still love Spinal Tap, sorry. With all of that, you find what might have been dried fluids on the floor.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah. And that's about it.
All right. Well, as Meta tried to rush us out earlier, I think that Ronan should travel along the ceiling down this corridor, and I will go forward with my bow drawn.
So Arnie likes the frog eyes in the sky.
Nath will follow about 15 or 20 feet behind the stealthed two that are going forward.
Tam will follow Artemis.
So you guys going to set up a marching order there?
You know what, actually, Tam is going to take up rear guard at this point, I think.
Yep. Put me behind Artemis, please.
Really?
Yep.
And Meta will be behind Monklet.
Monklet? I think he's graduated from Monklet after that last combat myself.
No, it's just his age.
Oh, age thing. Gotcha.
And Meta has a positive double-digit score for stealth.
What?
It's 11.
This one goes to 11, too.
I rolled a 2, and I still have an 18.
I rolled a 14 to get my 11.
That's my kind of roll. 14 to get my You guys are funny. All right.
Good times, good times.
Yeah. Okay. Ronan, you're at the ceiling, right?
Yes, with dark vision.
Okay.
And trying to be perceptive.
Okay. Here's what you figure out. As you travel, you become further and further away from the rest of your party. The ceiling appears to rise from your perspective, but from everybody else's perspective, the floor is at a steep-ish angle, declining. So they're going down, and you're staying constant, is what I'm trying to say. As a matter of fact, at the point of entry to the next quote-unquote room, or cavern, depending upon what you want to call it, you're 50 foot away from them. And underneath Nath and Jarwin, I have drawn arrows indicating that the floor is sloping downward drastically.
Time for me to come down the wall a little ways.
Okay, so you want to go left or right?
Well,
I'll spin it so you can see. Yeah, 50 feet away from the rest of your party is kind of steep.
Yeah, I'm going to come down the wall a little bit, and I want to go on the left side.
Okay. And you are the one in the lead, and you would be able to see this next room a bit. And Artie is right behind you, then Jarwin, then Nath, and so on. A dark pool of water lies in the center of this silo-shaped cavern. A 5-foot-wide ledge of stone winds down to the pool below, passing several cave entrances along the way. As you approach, you hear a shriek. And you see the faint glimpse of a figure receding off one of these caverns.
Did it sound humanoid?
Ish.
What's going on?
I think we found Mother.
Sam quickly processes a few thoughts. There's no, in her mind, logical way for Sasha to be down here. There's not a lot of other creatures that would shriek. Any unknown people on this island are probably, you know, long dead. So in her mind, she immediately thinks, okay, logically, this is something that lives down here, and thus not something we have to worry about saving, so we should not rush forward, and she communicates that with the group.
Okay, let me clarify. The creature that was perched in the northwest corner corridor shrieks and recedes further to the west.
Did Ronan and Ra have a chance to get a glimpse at it?
Go ahead and give me a retroactive perception.
18 for me.
12. 18 and 12? Okay. With an 18, and you do not have dark vision.
Nope. But his face is right behind me with the ever-burning torch.
Right.
Probably wouldn't have been able to see it from where we were at.
Yeah. Because he's 10, 15 feet behind the entrance to this particular cavern. And so his light only goes another 10 or 15. So, yeah. Sorry, you just caught a glimpse of something that's humanoid-ish.
It went down the right tunnel. After whispering that back to Jarwin to pass down, I will go ahead and lip the corner of the cavern and with my bow trained on it, start heading that direction.
Okay. And just so you all know, these funny little teeth that I have drawn on the map are difficult terrain at that line, so just for that one space. It's to indicate up and down.
So that would be one move right there, and I will hold.
And it's only a few 18 to 24 inches is all we're talking about there to make it difficult terrain. All right. What do you wish to do now?
I jump across, hook up on the other side, and continue to crawl following Artemis.
Okay. Are you on the wall now still?
Yes.
Okay. Wanted to clarify.
Do the rest of us want to keep moving forward in our current line?
Yes.
I'm actively searching the wall for other critters or things that might be up here.
Okay. Give me a perception. And did anybody want to answer poor Nath?
Yes, Nath. We would like to continue in our standard marching order with our standard procedure with Jarwin holding the ever-burning torch.
He said Nath, not Meta. Nath asked, what was that?
Oh. Yes. My mistake.
I don't know. I didn't get a good look at it. It darted down this corridor here to the right.
Was it another one of those shrieking mushroom things?
I don't know. It did shriek, but I do not know if it was a mushroom or maybe a lady.
It sounded humanoid, according to the DM.
Yeah. Well, a lady thing, maybe. Or it could have been a small boy really scared. Or it could have been Nath when he has those bad dreams.
I got a 26 on the perception.
Perception. I forgot what the hell we were perceiving.
I was looking for other animals and things or yep. other creatures.
And you do creatures. Have dark vision.
Yes.
You see no other creatures or such in this chamber. Okay. Just water right in the center, all the way up to 5 feet within the edge of all the edges of all the walls, all the way around. So, if that makes any sense.
Moving forward.
And by forward, you mean west.
Well, I'm actually keeping up with...
Yes, he means west.
Shall we pursue it and see what it is?
Might as well.
Whenever Jarwin gets behind me where there's enough light for me to see in about 20, 30 feet, do I see anything? And then since Ronan can see farther, he could probably look too.
Let me spin the map and see what you might be able to see. Boy, this is handy. What's a handy? No, we're not doing that again. All right. So from where you are, Artie... Wait a minute, you have no light source right now, right, dude?
No, because Jarwin is right behind me. Remember, we're moving the marching order just a bit.
Right, okay. So 5, 10, 15. Okay, so what Artie can see at this point is a corridor heading off to his right and a corridor heading off to his left. Back to the north on the one side and back to the south on the other side. Northwest and northwest. that's about it right now. Yeah.
All right. I will motion back with my hand with a two and go to a left and right motion, and I'll move forward to the intersection where I can see both directions.
Rocking.
As they move forward to look like that, Jarwin wants to look in the pool.
Okay.
He doesn't actually want to go in the pool, but he wants to look in it.
Look in the pool.
Do you need a light source, Artemis?
No, I have an ever-burning torch, and I am like 10 feet behind him.
Jarwin, give me a perception.
It's going to be a 24.
You see water.
I see water.
A stagnant, murky pool of water.
Okay. Dip the torch in it to see what happens.
It's an ever-burning torch, right?
Yeah.
It illuminates and radiates 5 feet around because it's that murky.
Okay.
You see no figures or whatever.
Okay. And then I'll pull the torch back out.
But you can estimate it's about 10 feet deep.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask the sort of question that you hate. Is it high or low tides right now?
That's a great question, Jason.
It's like 3 a.m.
Yes.
Right?
It would be roughly that, yeah.
Right, have you been tracking the lunar cycle, or you don't care about that shit?
Really don't care.
Okay.
If we're comparing to earlier in the campaign...
Because that's way too much work. Go ahead.
If we're comparing to earlier, we did wake up and the water was low enough to cross the rock stone bridge over to the small island.
Right.
So,
yeah. So it'd be ebb tide.
Right.
Yeah.
But there are forces at play that you are not aware of right now.
Dun, we dun, do now.
Here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought it up, actually. Oh my God, do I sound like a politician or what? I'm glad you brought that up. Good question.
Get ready to drown.
No, give me a knowledge of nature real quick. Make it a good one.
Can't.
Why not? Oh, untrained?
Kay. Yep.
Okay.
Do you want one for me?
No.
Okay.
This is between Tam and me. So, I'm going to say this. Something doesn't seem right with the tides at the moment. Just a weird inkling of, huh, you know? You know what I'm saying?
No, do you mean like based on the stuff I'm seeing down here or what I've seen outside with the tides?
With your guesstimation of how deep you are right now and the water level of the sea outside, it just doesn't quite add up.
I believe that means in here specifically.
Okay. Tam's going to whisper ahead, let's kind of be aware of drowning traps. You know, something that might flood this chamber. And by this chamber, I mean all of it. So keep in mind our routes back, please.
All right.
This was very, very common in Osiria off the River Sphinx, where tombs would be set up to flood.
That sounds marvelous.
Well, we're pretty far underground, and this water is stagnant, which means it shouldn't be here. Because if water was coming in, it would be coming in and out, and the water wouldn't grow stagnant. So the water got here somehow, unless they decided to bucket the water in to fill this hole for some reason. It must have come in and been sitting here for a while.
Is there a hole in the ceiling? I mean, like, could it seep in and drip down here, and it's where it gathers because it's the lowest point?
Well, we would have... Rocks would be wet.
Well, all right. Do I see anything down the two passageways?
Pick which one first.
Oh, let's go left, because evil's never right.
Okay, so to your left, you see what appears to be a room opening up about 15, 20 feet in front of you. And then maybe just a little bit farther, it looks like it might be another pool of water.
All right, and now to the right.
To the right. What we have is a room that opens up to the... Well, entrance to the room is west. It opens up north and south a bit. More north than south. And let's see here. 5, 2. Yes, there are some creatures.
There's creatures up there.
Creatures!
Psst, Roland.
I will position creatures. Them on the map.
Which creatures will feature?
Contact right. Contact right. Oh, they look lovely.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. They're almost as gorgeous as the last one, huh? Because those do represent what we are talking about. And Artie, for free, Do you have knowledge history?
Just local and dungeoneering.
Okay. That's a no. All right. Who's right behind Artie?
I do.
He's above me.
I'm
and,
above him.
And Jaw on his neck right behind me.
Oh, yes. Ronan has knowledge history.
Hey.
Multiple conversations.
Ronan. You're right behind Artemis. Would you like to make a knowledge history check for free?
Absolutely.
Why don't you do that? I'm losing my voice.
Ah, shit. I got a 10.
I'm losing my mind.
Put your name and address on it. Maybe, if you're lucky, somebody will send it back.
I got this thing that came with my, you know, I belong to this fraternity, and it goes on my keychain, has a serial number on it. If I ever lose my keys, they'll mail them back to me.
Yeah, except for if you actually use the thing, the serial number wears off in like a month.
Jarwin.
May I make a history knowledge check, sir?
History?
That's one you asked for, wasn't it?
No. I asked for religion.
Okay.
Do that instead because you're a bard, damn it.
Yeah, that's going to be a 29.
29. With a 29, and just because you're in line of sight, you know instantly these are ghouls.
Fancy.
Oh, Desna's breath.
More specifically, these are aquatic ghouls.
Satan's anus.
That's a Lacedon?
Lacedons.
Is that how you say it, or is it Lacedon?
Lacedon sounds more threatening than Lacedon. Lacedon sounds like a frilly dinosaur.
It's undead. We have to destroy it.
Yeah, like they're going to wave some doilies at us. Go, no, hello, with the Lacedons!
It's likely Lacedon due to how pronunciations work.
And not only that, but it's like they're going to Lacedon you. Lacerations.
He's going to die. We need to kill them.
Big nasty teeth they're and claws.
Technically, aren't they already dead?
We're going to re-kill them. We're going to re-kill them, love.
Can't permit these to stand.
So sitting's okay.
So,
well, the one of them's sitting. I would leave that one alone.
right about now.
It'll be standing briefly.
Right about now, you wanna roll a d20 and add your initiative bonus?
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, I feel very initiative-y. I'm glad somebody did, because apparently I'm scared to death of those things.
I haven't rolled above an 8 right all night. I'm having a great time. Rolling bad feels bad.
Feels bad, Dice Man.
Welcome to my hell.
That's one of the reasons why, though. Like,
your hell?
I shouldn't have this problem because we have Britt here.
Yeah, he's rolling his good dice tonight. It transferred straight across from the...
No, I've been using the same dice for the whole campaign. Like, that's the thing. This is this character's dice.
How's that working for you?
Yeah. Up till to now, like, I've had some bad nights, but most times it's pretty okay-ish. Tonight's just like, glad you're not in combat, fucker.
Wait a minute, we can fix that.
Hang on.
Yeah, I just hope they decide to start acting right.
Speaking of acting right, Tam, what did you get?
10.
That's what you had last time.
Yeah.
Meta, what do you got?
Meta has 9.
Oh, that's a down. Well,
that's still not bad.
From where you are. Ronan.
I got a 22.
Oh, they were talking. Nath.
5.
Ooh, wow. Artie.
I got a better 9 than Meta.
A better 9 than Meta?
Tam retracts her complaints.
Charlie, what do you got?
22.
Oh, you're down 2. Everybody's down this time.
Thank God, though. Somebody got over 20.
I have also not been doing great tonight. And this is just the improvement on that situation.
Who's better, Ronan or Jarwin?
Ronan.
Ronan.
Yeah?
And Ronan has a higher initiative.
That's what I meant. Yeah, but thanks for the clarification.
I didn't know you were talking character effectiveness. I thought you were talking initiative.
To be fair, Jarwin has been gone for a while.
Are you saying he's rusty?
Like a ricket. Whatever that is.
Like a trombone?
Like a Wallace.
The crackers! That Wallace?
No, Rusty Wallace.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, never mind.
I thought you said walrus.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Cuckoo-ca-choo. I couldn't get it out fast enough.
We're having fun.
Google that, kids. I am the walrus. Cuckoo-ca-choo. You'll catch up.
It's the Beatles.
No, you said they were Lacedons. Lacedons.
Lacedon.
Whatever.
Lacedons.
Well, they look kind of lacy.
No, they don't.
I knew a girl named Lacey, and she didn't look anything like that.
That's probably a good thing. These things are pretty fucking disgusting.
Silly question. Meta, what's your mod?
Plus two.
Okay, Artie, what's yours?
Plus a lot more.
Plus six.
Asking for a friend.
I said I had a better nine than meta.
Yeah, I got a feeling there may be a third person you're sharing that initiative with.
Oh. Meta, did you say plus two?
I did.
Son of a bitch, roll off.
Called it.
Oh, nice roll.
17.
17. Bitch.
What?
Wait, yes. wait. Will, would you mind?
Suck on that.
Would you like to roll that again, Gio?
Okay. Wait.
Do it again.
I can't wear out my blood spattered dice. I'm going to use this other one. You ready? Set? What do I got, Mark?
Eight.
Meta got a 13, bitch.
Ah.
Go ahead, Will.
All right.
Suck on that.
You win nothing.
Yeah, we got to make that a thing.
I have it as a thing. Don't you remember?
We got to use the thing.
Well, we got to have good times to use the thing.
Did this not qualify?
That's why we used the thing.
We used the live version instead. We just got to get it sounds slightly different.
Got to get a soundboard and assign that stuff to it. There's an app for that, right?
It'd be like if we had Garth Brooks here and you're like, you know, we're going to play a recording of one of your songs. It's like, no, just fucking have him sing it.
Suck on that.
That sounds like a Garth Brooks could be a country song. Like, I ain't going to lie.
Let me double check here real quick. Just be a second. Carry on.
One more thing. If I may.
Just one more thing. Couple more questions, ma'am.
Detective Joe Friday here.
No, that was Columbo.
Columbo. Okay.
Yeah, I was the one who made the. Okay. You don't know this, but I have a damn peer that is an investigator, and how he introduces himself is, Fault Colo, investigator, Pathfinder Society, Grand Lodge.
Is he a society character?
Yes.
He is. Oh, I gotta play with that guy sometime. That sounds fun.
I think I have
IGN for him, and he went to heaven.
Yeah, he was a damn peer, so everybody was pissed off at him. Only lawful good character in the fucking party.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a fucking nightmare for him.
You'd think he'd get there and be like, this is my grace, man.
Yeah, except for if you ever play Shores of Heaven, you find out that everybody in heaven is a dickhead. Like, you're trying to save this woman's soul because it's been split into three parts, and all of the angelic beings are like, oh, we could help, but instead we're going to test you and make you do long, annoying chores. It's like, the fuck? Like, a woman's soul is at stake here. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I have played that one.
What the fuck? It's always, poor me, poor you, I'm not worthy.
All right, let's rewind just for a second now that we got an initiative tracked. Jarwin, you hey 20 what?
Two.
22. Okay, and this is kind of based on rarity, right? For number of questions and whatnot.
Oh, my religion, not sorry.
Yeah.
That was a 29.
29 sounds more familiar.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you two questions, and you're going to like it.
So obviously they are undead, so I would know that automatically.
Yep.
You would. I would know their name.
Yep.
And then I would want to know their special abilities.
Lacedans is the name. Special abilities? Does that include dex and defenses, or is that just one or
typically
the other?
Typically, if they have special something, it would be like special abilities would be like special attacks or special defenses.
Right.
But it depends on the DM, how you ask questions. Each DM's differently. Okay. Different.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a dick this time. So, fair warning.
So, Tuesday.
Defenses or attacks? What do you want?
Attacks.
Okay. Paralysis. And, if you happen to be elf. Let's see. We got a Gripply. We got a human. We got a whatever that is.
Green hag.
Changeling.
Nobody qualifies for being immune is the point.
What about Cicero?
Cicero
is a plant, so he'd be immune.
Yeah, Cicero's immune.
Okay, great.
Suck on that!
No, you gotta make Will do it.
Nath's a tree, so he's immune.
Alright.
And that was one question, so I'll go for special defenses then if they have
them. Just put the son of a bitch down. Okay.
Hey.
Special defenses.
Your fault, not mine.
All right.
You're the one that said two questions.
I did. Regrettably. These critters have channel resistance. Plus two. These are the aquatic cousins of ghouls, which I mentioned a little bit ago, I think. They lurk near hidden reefs or other places where ships are likely to meet their ends. Ah, smuggler shiv? Shipwrecks? Nah. Lacedons have a base land speed of about 30 feet and swim about 30 feet as a movement rate. Okay. Oh, man. I don't know if we're going to make it through this with just 10 minutes to spare.
Okay. And speed it up?
Nah.
Or call it now.
No, I think I like calling it now, because this is going to be fun, and we want to save it for later. Now that everything's in position, Will, would you get a picture for us, please? And we will pick this up next time on Shield Bash.
Britt's got that lady's voice going. To all the ladies out there, we'll see you next time on Shield Bash.
No, you're mistaken, bro. I'm just losing my voice at this point.
Bye, listeners.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.